This Wednesday, we mark Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent. So Lent is always a good time for us to pause, reflect, and to really renew our life with the Lord. In all, we should be striving to do better, and Lent gives us that opportunity. So to help you all, first of all, we do have a little pamphlet. It's called the Magnificat Lenten Companion. It has a reading for each day of Lent, usually based on the gospel reading for the day. So please take one home, one per family at this point, because we want to have enough for everyone. But this is a good aid to help us grow during the season of Lent. But secondly, we shouldn't just be comfortable with the normal routine, like I'm going to give up chocolate again, or I'm going to say an extra prayer or something like that. Let's go even deeper. Do a real self-examination. Notice what our Lord said in the gospel. Instead of looking at the splinter in your brother's eye, look at the plank in your own. We're all good at noticing the splinters in other people's eyes. We have to admit it. And when we watch the talk shows especially, they're really good at noticing splinters in people's eyes. But what about the plank in our own? One way to reflect on this is how we communicate. The words we use, whether the spoken words or the written words. Think of what the book of Sirach teaches today. When a sieve is shaken, the husks appear. So do one's faults when one speaks. And then going on, one's speech discloses the bent of one's mind. Jesus in the gospel said, from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. So how do we communicate? Are we using words, again, whether orally or in a written way, like the text messages, the emails, and so on? Are we using those words to give praise and to bless, or to curse and to blaspheme? Do we use such words to build up or to tear down? To correct and guide in a good sense, a kind way, or simply to criticize in that negative way? Do we use these words to encourage someone, or do we discourage someone? So in all, we have to look at how we communicate and reflect, what does that say about me as a person? With that, then, a good exercise for this Lent would be to improve, to use the words that bless and praise, that build up, the words that give the goodness, the good guidance, the direction and kindness, the words that really support and help, the words that give thanks, not just the complaints. And so it's a good way to look at our life and to take heed to do that. After all, when we think about our mouths, we shouldn't have a potty mouth of a pagan. We should have the mouth of a Christian that really reflects Christ. Now, with that all said, you know that at the beginning of Lent, the bishop asks, that really means he commands, all pastors to talk about the bishop's Lenten appeal. And so we have a letter from our bishop. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the bishop's Lenten appeal, BLA, supports the work of our diocese through programs and ministries that provide spiritual, charitable, and educational assistance to men, women, and children in our parishes. The theme for this year's appeal is Together in the Light of Christ. Christ Starlight has truly conquered the darkness. Your participation in the BLA is a profound way to share Christ's light with others, not only in your words, but also through the corporal works of mercy. I respectfully ask you to consider making a gift to this year's BLA to help continue to spread the love of Jesus Christ throughout our diocese. All BLA donations are treated as restricted gifts and are used for the sole benefit of the programs and ministries described in the appeal materials and on our diocesan website. Please know of my sincere gratitude to the many of you who have given in the past to this appeal. With God's grace and your generous support, we will keep Christ's light shining brightly in our parishes, schools, families, and communities. In a few moments, your beloved pastor will guide you through the pledging process. Be assured of my prayers for you and your families. May our Lord Jesus bless you abundantly during the sacred season of Lent and always. Sincerely in Christ, Michael Burbage, Bishop of Arlington. So with that, we have now the official script for this pledge process. Good morning. As your pastor, I want to thank all of you who have already pledged this year to the Bishop's Lenten Appeal, as well as those who've given in past years. The ministries and services funded by the BLA help our parish in its own pastoral work and are vital to the thousands of people in need across our diocese. Let me assure you that all the monies collected for the Bishop's Lenten Appeal are restricted to the programs, offices, and ministries that are described in the appeal materials. Our church, more than ever, needs us to remain united so that together we may share the light of Christ with everyone we encounter. The Bishop's Lenten Appeal is something that I strongly believe each of us should support. Every donation, no matter the amount, is important. Well, with that said, we'll pause. Last week we did have an insert in the bulletin that described the different programs, offices, ministries that the appeal supports. Also, as I've said in the past, every year I make a pledge to the appeal for one good reason, the education of our seminarians. We're very blessed in our diocese that we have 45 men studying to be priests, your priests, the priests of your children, your grandchildren. You know, you go around the country, as you have traveled, and you might find a parish this size with one priest who may be older than myself. But we're blessed. You go through our diocese. Well, we have two priests here. St. Teresa's has three. And so on. You go throughout, and unless it's a small parish, you have more than one priest. And we have a young age for our priests, too. So God has blessed us. Even in our own parish, you know, the past few years, we've had a newly ordained assigned to us. So a few years ago was the reign of Father Shear I. Then we had the interregnum of Father Farrell. And now we're in the reign of Father Shear II. You wonder why I have no hair left. But then also, you think that with Father Shear I, Father Shear II, maybe there's one the greater, one the lesser. You can figure out which one it is. But anyway, we are blessed. But to educate these men, so 4 years after college, 6 years usually of theology. Now, that's a lot. And many of you have had children go through higher education. You know how much it costs. We can't expect a man who's giving his life to serve the church, and with the salary they pay us, to pay back that huge expense. And so the diocese pays for that education. So if there's no other reason to give to the appeal, it's for the future priests of our diocese. Now, we have to get to work here. So at this time, we will be passing out pledge cards for you to complete. So at the end of the pews, please pass down a pledge card, one for family. I ask that every family please take a pledge card.
William, William, I've returned.
Oh, God. She's alive.
So, yes, Sister Mary Pecunia is back. Bishop Burbage asked me to come here to help you, you naughty little boy, to do this properly.
Oh, great, my old nun. Sister Mary Pecunia means money in Latin, pecunia.
That's right, it's pecunia, not petunia, pecunia. Now get to work. All right,
I ask you now to pause and reflect on how you can make a truly sacrificial gift to this appeal. To the best of your ability, I realize that each of us has different circumstances, and the amount of our donation is unique to our own financial situation. However, we all have a responsibility to support our diocesan church through this appeal. My goal is that we could achieve 100%,
that's 100%,
participation from our parish to the BLA. I will walk us quickly through the pledge process,
and I will supervise so he does not mess up,
so that everyone can complete the form together. By going through the card with you, it actually takes much less time and allows me to pace myself
with my help
so that we can finish in just a few minutes.
Pause and make sure that everyone has received a pledge envelope and pencil. Pay special attention to people who are standing in the narthex or the choir. And they're the sneaky ones. I see you, Suzanne Yerkes. I see you with all the shenanigans that go up there. Once everyone has an envelope, continue with the script. Go.
Okay, thank you. Now, please find a pen or pencil, open the flap, and find the pledge section inside.
Pause and wait until about half of those participating are looking back at you. Okay, go.
All right, thank you. Please complete the section with your name, spouse's name, if applicable.
Your name, not your neighbor's name.
Address and phone number.
Pause a few seconds to allow time for this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, go!
Okay. If you have already contributed to the Bishop's Lenten Appeal by mail or online, please check the box in the center of the pledge envelope. To avoid duplication of your pledge, please do not fill out any additional pledge information on the right side of this form. If you have not already pledged by mail, you may make a one-time gift or a pledge that can be paid through the year. Pledging is encouraged as it allows us to make a sacrificial gift that can be paid throughout the year. When you make a pledge, you will receive monthly reminder statements,
oh, you can count on that one,
until your pledge is paid in full. You may also go online to make payment of your pledge. Please refer to the right side of the pledge envelope and check the box, or write in the amount of your pledge or gift in the space provided. Now, please write the amount of your pledge on the total amount pledged line.
Pause as above. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, go!
Okay, you're killing me. So, if you make a pledge today, you do not have to provide a payment today unless you wish to do. So, if you wish to include a payment now, please write the amount of the payment on the amount enclosed line. Then subtract this line amount from the total pledge amount and write the balance on the last line. Please check the appropriate box on the left if your payment enclosed is a check or a cash payment. If you want to pay your pledge by credit card or direct debit, you may go to the diocesan website, or you may provide this information on the monthly reminder statements that you will receive once you make your pledge.
Or you can leave your credit card with your benevolent pastor.
Thank you, sister.
And Jeff Grado and Fred Mendocino, I see you back there. You aren't getting out of this.
So, if you are not enclosing a payment now, please put a zero in the amount enclosed line and write in the balance to be paid amount on that line.
Pause 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3, go.
Okay, please write the name of our parish.
That's our parish, not St. Teresa's, not St. John's, not Christ the Redeemer, not St. Catherine's. You sit on our pew, we count on you.
Okay, so pause, on the bottom left side so that we will receive the proper credit for your donation.
Pause 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3, go.
Okay, finally, on the front panel of the envelope, please write your name in the space provided. You may seal your envelope and place the pencil in the basket, the offertory basket, as it comes by.
Pause 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3, go.
Okay. On behalf of Bishop Burbage and myself,
and Sister Mary Pecunia,
but most especially on behalf of the people in our diocese who will benefit from your compassionate gift, I thank you for your pledge to the Bishop's Lenten Appeal. May God bless you.
B-L-A, B-L-A, give your pledge today. Yay!
I hope I see you next time.